It's also the tonic in a gin and tonic drink.
Quinine?
You might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient, what anyway?
Died.
Okay. What's another word for died?
Well, passed away.
Okay.
Expired.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Passed away, probably what you hear, or expired,
mm-hmm.
or just died.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever just say passed?
Yeah, passed. Well, passed away and passed, you know, it just depends on, it's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Usually, you say passed away and passed, and you don't know which one you say more, you know.
Oh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Sort of interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are some crude, kind of humorous ways of talking about it? Like you might say, I sure am glad that old skin flint finally
kicked the bucket.
Okay. Anything else?
Kicked the bucket is about the most humorous one. Left the scene.
Okay. Okay. Somebody might say, gosh, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died of.
Okay. And the place where they bury people is the
cemetery.
Okay. And if it's real small and out in the country, you'd call it a
gravesite.
Okay. And if it's real small, I mean, just like a few people are buried there,
mm-hmm.
and kind of out on somebody's farm,
mm-hmm.
you'd call it a what?
I don't know. Let's see, it could be a cemetery, a burial ground, graveside,
what was it last one you said?
Burial ground. Graveside?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
What's the difference between all those?
I don't know. I've just heard all of them expressed.
Okay. What do they call the box that they put the body in before they bury it?
Casket.
Okay. You know any old-fashioned names for it?
Pine box? I don't know. Casket is what I always hear.
Okay. Do you know of a different name for the one the old timey kind that was kind of wide at the shoulders and then tapered down toward the ankles like that?
Coffin.
Okay. Is there a difference between a casket and a coffin, or the same thing?
I don't know. Since Eddie just came to my mind that night. Coffin. I can't do it. I can't dispense right now. Maybe, probably so.
Okay. You'd say, so-and-so was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And when people are dressed in black, you'd say they are in
mourning.
Okay. If you meet somebody on the street and they say, hey, how you doing? And you know you're not doing just, you don't feel just real super, but you don't feel really bad either, and you'd say, oh.
Pretty good.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry.
Okay. If somebody's getting old, their joints are stiff and aching, you'd say they've got a touch of
arthritis,
okay.
Rheumatism.
Okay.